37. General Shishkov. Dreidel was out, and General Peckham was in. And General Peckham had hardly moved inside General Dreidel's office to replace him when his splendid military victory began falling to pieces around him. "General Shishkov," he inquired unsuspectingly of the sergeant in his new office who brought him word of the order that had come in that morning. "You mean Colonel Shishkov, don't you?"
"No, sir, General Shishkov. He was promoted to general this morning, sir."
"Well, that's certainly curious. Shishkov? A general? What grade?"
"Lieutenant general, sir, and..."
"Lieutenant general?"
"Yes, sir, and he wants you to issue no orders to anyone in your command without first clearing them through him."
"Well, I be damned," mused General Peckham with astonishment, swearing aloud for perhaps the first time in his life. "Cargill, did you hear that? Shishkov was promoted way up to lieutenant general. I bet that promotion was intended for me and they gave it to him by mistake." Colonel Cargill had been rubbing his sturdy chin reflectively. "Why is he giving orders to us?" General Peckham's sleek, scrubbed, distinguished face tightened.
"Yes, Sergeant," he said slowly with an uncomprehending frown. "Why is he issuing orders to us if he's still in special services and we're in combat operations?"
"That's another change that was made this morning, sir. All combat operations are now under the jurisdiction of special services. General Shishkov is our new commanding officer."
General Peckham let out a sharp cry.
"Oh, my God!"
he wailed, and all his practiced composure went up in hysteria.
"Shishkov in charge? Shishkov?"
He pressed his fists down on his eyes with horror.
"Cargill, give me Wintergreen! Shishkov, not Shishkov!"
All phones began ringing at once. A corporal ran in and saluted.
"Sir, there's a chaplain outside to see you with news of an injustice in Colonel Cathcart's squadron."
"Send him away! Send him away! We got enough injustices of our own! Where's Wintergreen?"
"Sir, General Shishkov is on the phone. He wants to speak to you at once."
"Tell him I haven't arrived yet. Good Lord!"
General Peckham screamed, as though struck by the enormity of the disaster for the first time.
"Shishkov! The man's a moron! I walked all over that blockhead, and now he's my superior officer! Oh, my Lord! Cargill! Cargill, don't desert me! Where's Wintergreen?"
"Sir, I have an ex-Sergeant Wintergreen on your telephone. He's been trying to reach you all morning."
"General, I can't get Wintergreen," Colonel Cargill shouted. "His line is busy."
General Peckham was perspiring freely as he lunged for the other telephone.
"Wintergreen!"
"Peckham, you son of a bitch!
Wintergreen, have you heard what they've done?"
"What have you done, you stupid bastard?"
"They put Shishkov in charge of everything!"
Wintergreen was shrieking with rage and panic.
"You and your goddamn memorandums! They've gone and transferred combat operations to special services!"
"Oh, no," moaned General Peckham. "Is that what did it? My memoranda? Is that what made him put Shishkov in charge? Why didn't they put me in charge?"
"Because you weren't in special services anymore. You transferred out and left him in charge. And do you know what he wants? Do you know what the bastard wants us all to do?"
"Sir, I think you'd better talk to General Shishkov," pleaded the sergeant nervously. "He insists on speaking to someone."
"Cargill, talk to Shishkov for me. I can't do it. Find out what he wants."
Colonel Cargill listened to General Shishkov for a moment and went white as a sheet.
"Oh, my God," he cried as the phone fell from his fingers. "Do you know what he wants? He wants us to march. He wants everybody to march."